what has been on my heart for a couple of weeks now is just about praying. You know, sometimes it's so, I'm going to cry. Sometimes it's so hard to pray. You know, things seem to be so bad. But in Jeremiah 29:12, it tells us, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. In Philippians 4:6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, your requests be made known to God. Psalms 102:17, he regards the prayer of the destitute and does not despise their prayer. You know, there's actually some times that we can't eat, like I said, we can't even pray. And those times, and sometimes we don't even have to literally pray. We can just ask the Holy Spirit to intercede for us. Now, a lot of people believe that this is our prayer language, that we can speak in tongues. Sometimes people say that. Or just say, let the Spirit take over. The Holy Spirit will intercede for us to the Father, and he will let him know what's going on and how to pray. And the thing that I think Kimmy and I have learned the hard way is when things are going bad, and which they sometimes do, especially with illnesses, with finances, if you'll just take out time before you even pray and ask God for anything, just start praising him. Just think of at least 10 things you can thank God for. God loves our thanksgiving. And with that in return, you know, he will give us the supplies of our needs, or he will give us our needs as we need them. Not always the things that we want, but definitely always supplies us with everything that we need. Like I said over and over and over, this is not a surprise to God what's going on. Everything about the government, China, everything. God is never surprised. He knows everything. So sometimes we even have to thank him for our battles. Because in that, we need to learn how to get through things as we want to teach others what we've been through. Sometimes that helps. But I think more than anything, sometimes we have to learn to have the courage of David, the humility of Moses, and the faith of Job. And sometimes it's just so hard to see where God's working at. But it's those times that God wants us to have faith, and then that's when the devil tries to come against us and tell you, you know, God could have changed this. He didn't. Why did he let this happen? Bad things are going to happen to good people, and even bad people. So we just need to learn to have that faith and that trust in God, and it's very difficult, especially times during this, because we're all little social butterflies at Barnum Ranch, and we like to be with family. We like to do things. We like to go out to eat sometimes. We like to go shopping without worrying about the virus. But I think as a whole, as our country, we can see where families have gotten together maybe a little bit differently. Parents are teaching their children at home, not relying just on teachers. Getting more family time in together. And we're just depending on the Lord and each other to get through this battle. So I just pray that we can get through this and know that God loves us and wants the very best for us, even if we can't see that. That's usually when he's doing something, when he's really working, is when the devil wants us to give up. And I'm not trying to give any glory whatsoever to the devil, but sometimes we just let him in, and it's hard not to. There's things that go on in our lives that we don't understand, and we start to question, well, does God really love us? Does God really care? Does God want us to suffer? And that's not how we are. The people that we love in our lives, we don't want them to have fall upon them or have to suffer. God doesn't want that either for us. But there are things in our lives that will happen. As everybody that I'm speaking to right now, you've had difficulties in your life, either with handicaps, with, you know, health issues. We've all been put in different positions in our lives now where we have to only trust God. And we need to try to encourage one another and just make sure that we love and watch the things that we say to one another and just encourage each other. Because we really have to depend on the Lord right now, and that's how we can do that. It starts in the home first, how we conduct ourselves at home and how we have our prayer. You know, people can have communion at their house together, pray together. Whatever it is, we need to keep strong. And that's why I always think of David when he, you know, killed the giant. He had all the faith there was. It was an impossible mission, but God made it happen because of his faith that he put in God. It didn't matter how what his stature was. He just knew he saw a problem in front of him, and he knew that with God, he could get through that. So I'm going to say a quick prayer for everybody, and then I guess Pastor will come on, possibly talk about Sunday, the coming Sunday, and then give his sermon. He will probably put us all on mute, if not to keep us out, or, you know, where we can usually talk in church. That's not that. We just need to respect him and let him have his time, and then I'm sure he'll let us talk afterwards. So, Father God, I come to you right now, and I thank you for everyone that we are touching today. Father, I pray for each and every person that's on the line today. Lord, it's so magnificent how much you love us and care for us, even when we act so mean and cruel sometimes. Father, help us to be a grateful attitude, a grateful love that you have for us. Thank you for your mercy, Lord, that over and over we let you down, but you're always there to always be there for us. As Don Whitmore said, God never turned. Did you? Where were you? You're the one that left him. So God's always here. And yes, it hurts when we're convicted of our sins, but that only makes us stronger and want to repent for the Lord. So I pray for everyone that's listening today that you would touch their lives in a special way. Father, we ask for healing. We ask for kindness and love and mercy. As we give you this time for our pastor, I pray that we would give him the respect and the honor that he deserves. And just bring your word for us, Lord. Just help us to have an open heart to receive. I love each and every person. I speak blessings of love, joy, peace, and happiness. Father, thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.